Choosing a major is one of the big decisions for college students, and one that often causes high anxiety. But there are many helpful tools available, and we are here to share them. First, the facts. At Puget Sound, all entering students are considered to be exploring in their first 2 years. First-year students are not permitted to declare a major, in fact, until after their first semester. The university wants to give its students the opportunity to try on many academic disciplines before choosing the one that will be their focus. And this is the first key to choosing. Sample broadly and take your intellectual and emotional pulse as you're sampling to decide where your greatest interests are. A great strategy in the first 2 years is to take courses that both hold some promise as a major and that meet core and graduation requirements. This way you'll get a taste of the possibilities while making good progress on requirements. Another fact, Puget Sound students must choose a major by the end of their sophomore year. The reason for the deadline is that it takes at least 2 years to complete major requirements in most fields, and the university wants to be sure its students have the opportunity, at least, to complete a degree in 4 years. Some majors, like music, chemistry, biology, physics, mathematics, and the foreign languages, must be begun even earlier in order to permit 4-year completion. So, exploratory students should be careful to check out 4-year plans for all the majors they are considering to be sure they are getting started in time. The university provides curriculum guides to help with this planning. So, if I am an exploring student trying to make up my mind, what tools can I use and how can they help me? First, there is the Puget Sound Bulletin. The wisest choice for most liberal arts students is the major that most interests them and for which they have the greatest aptitude. Reading through the requirements and course descriptions for every department will reveal the ones that pique the greatest interest and excitement, and they're a great place to start. You can enhance this form of exploration by touring the textbook section of the bookstore and paging through required readings for the courses offered by each department. Worlds will open to you. Second, once you have begun your classes, make use of faculty office hours to inquire how your instructors chose their fields, what excites them about their fields, and what opportunities those fields offer. There's nothing like talking to an expert to discover the delights and the deterrents to any choice you might make. Your faculty advisor, particularly, can be an invaluable resource both in making an informed decision about a major and in figuring out how to implement it. And you might consider balancing faculty input with the input of fellow students who have chosen the majors you are considering. The student view offers a valuable counterpoint to the faculty view. Third, pay a visit to the Office of Academic Advising. Counselors there can discuss your various options with you and hold up a mirror as you are talking to show you where your passions are revealed. They can also help you understand the practicalities of any choice you may be considering. Particularly if you are considering changing a major in the middle or adding a second major or minor, sound practical advice about timely degree completion could really help you. Fourth, once you reach your second or third semester, use your online degree progress report on Cascade to try on various majors. The Preview a Major option on the top bar of that page allows you to view the requirements of every track of every major we offer, and automatically plugs in every applicable course you have taken or are taking. It's a useful way to project how much space you have in coming semesters to meet any major's requirements. Finally, visit the Career and Employment Services, or CES, office. It offers a cornucopia of information on what careers open up to students with particular majors. The coolest part of this visit is that it can begin on Cascade, where you have a click to open up several CES resources. One of the best is Ask Online, a tool through which you can contact any of 2,000 alumni about their majors and how those majors led them to the careers they currently enjoy. CES also offers interest inventories to help students identify which careers interest them, books on what career doors particular majors open, and an almost bottomless supply of resources illuminating the career prospects of every imaginable field. For very practical people, CES is a great help in settling on a major. Once you have begun your research at CES, you can talk about the information you have gathered, with your family and friend network, the people who know you and will have plenty to say about what choices fit you well. An added benefit? The bill payers in almost every family are delighted when a student takes pragmatic steps like visiting CES to find out where their education might lead. In the end, however, choosing a major is another aspect of choosing who you are. Whatever you study should fit your interests, character, and aspirations in ways that make college life exciting and enjoyable. Your heart, every bit as much as your head, should guide you as you make this important choice.